Hello and welcome to my latest match preview, www.nfc.co.uk. We want Glazers out, Manchester United back in the FA Cup. It's Brighton at Old Trafford. With Derek in charge as the caretaker. More talk around Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, back to the past shambolic, taken over as the interim. But obviously nothing official, so we'll have to wait and see what they've actually been doing in the background. And obviously there'll be an announcement probably sometime this week, you would expect. As I say, Jason Wilcox, you know, he could, as I say, this is now where the so-called sporting director earns his corn. I've said before, and I'll keep saying it, he's only in the job because Sir Rat got it wrong with Dan Ashworth, so he was thrown in. That's why his hands aren't sort of completely blooded around the Ruben Amorim appointment. But he is now tasked with making the two massive appointments for Manchester United. And also, his job is also to actually, you know, help with actual transfers. I mean, the way Manchester United work will probably be too much work for Jason Wilcox to do both. But let's be prepared, as I've said in the previous podcast, the severance pay for Amorim and his coaches, they'll probably claim, oh, well, we can't go out and buy any more players. As I say, they had £65 million for Semenyo. But as I say, you're not going to get players coming to a club that doesn't actually prioritise football, because Manchester United doesn't prioritise football. It prioritises protecting the board and protecting the Glazers and protecting Sir Rat. That's what it looks like. As I say, there's still a long way to go, obviously, in the league season. Obviously, big FA Cup game here. This obviously affords an opportunity for a trophy and obviously qualification for European football as well, which is something Manchester United will want back, especially with their financial issues. They'll want back so they can have more games and make more revenue, basically. So the team today that Fletcher's picked, looks like, yeah, still the 4-2-3-1, is Lemens in goal, back for Dalot, Yoro, Martinez and Dorgu. No Shaw at all in the squad. Maybe you would think maybe it is rest, because he has played a number of games. The midfield, he's two, is Kobbie Mainoo and Ugarte. Casemiro on the bench, then Bruno Fernandes further forward, then with Cunha and Mason Mount on the wide of the front, two of the front three, with Sesko through the middle. I mean, one of the things, obviously, that is talked about is all United playing three at the back, while they're playing four at the back, but the issues are still in the same place in midfield, because you still have Bruno Fernandes pushing further forward, and then you've got two players trying to cover that midfield area, and they aren't two of the most dynamic, they're not dynamic midfielders, and that's what United need in that midfield area. So it'll be interesting to see how this works out sort of against Brighton. See, they got the result earlier in the season, 4-2, in a crazy game, a match where they're 3-0 up, completely cruising, managed to nearly throw the game away before finishing the game with a late Mbeumo goal. And talking of Mbeumo, he is back for the derby next week, because Cameroon are out of the AFCON, and so is Ahmad. He should be back, or will be back for the derby next week, because Ivory Coast also went out. So that's positives for whoever will be running the team next week, whoever the interim manager is. Because, as I say, United, they've scored a lot more goals this season, and they do look dangerous going forward, but it's clear where the issues are. They're leaking too many goals, and the midfield is not doing the job that is required. It wasn't doing the job in the 3-4-3, and midfielders are needed in the January transfer window. 11 days in, nothing's happened. As I say, Jason Wilcox will claim, oh, I'm trying to get this new manager in, a new manager that you decided that the club needed, but you need to get on with it. And obviously then, it's a case of who comes in the summer. As I say, if you're a manager looking at Manchester United, you're probably thinking to yourself, I don't want anything to do with that. Well, I was about to say football club. They're not a football club. They're, as I say, football is not the priority. Football is behind all the other stuff that this football club PR. In the days of Ed Woodward, the commercial side sort of getting money in to the football club. But as I say, even that's going to dry up, because why would you want to be associated with a failing football club? As I say, because, as I say, it's MUFC people. As I say, Sir Rat comes in, bring the Manchester back to Manchester United. Go back to Chelsea, please. Well, as I say, even Nice, although I don't think they want you back. But I'm off out round to friends for the game. So I will be back post-match with my thoughts on the game. We'll see if the Fletcher Revolution, which started with a 2-2 draw away to Burnley, who are second bottom for the Premier League, so it wasn't really that good, the result. And as I say, Burnley ran through United's midfield. Brighton are a better team. They will cause United many more problems than Burnley, I would imagine. And looking at the Brighton team, they've not got their number one centre back pair in the midfield's different. They have got a number of players, made six changes apparently, Hertzler, from the team that drew at Manchester City early in the week. So arguably they're playing a weakened team compared to Manchester United, probably playing a stronger team as they've got available to them to start. So as I say, I will be back post match with my thoughts. So all over Old Trafford, it's finished. Manchester United 1-2, and that actually flatters Manchester United. A very poor. I don't think it was poor, but it wasn't up to the required standards that you need at the level, especially when you're playing another Premier League club. Danny Welbeck came back and, people, it's not revenge, is it? It's more, he's come back and he's put in a good performance. He's done it, he did it before when he was at Arsenal. I think it was 2015, I think. That was a 2-1 victory as well. But obviously for Arsenal at that stage, Arsenal did go on to win the FA Cup that season. Will Brighton do that this season? But for United, it was just a performance that started off quite well. I mean, Dalot, we've got Mbeumo and Aman coming back. I mean, maybe we want Mazraoui back because Dalot, apart from the two chances he squandered right at the beginning of the game. And then there was one actually later on in the half where he's just tried a little backflick instead of shooting towards goal. But for the first 5 minutes, United started off the game pretty strongly. They had this great opportunity from Dalot when he was clean through. They were putting pressure on Jason Steele, who had to put in a couple of decent saves and deal with pressure from corners that were coming in. But then Brighton sort of got into the game, and you could see that the midfield, again, I've spoken about this, as I say, people talk about these three at the back. United are now playing four at the back, and their midfield is still being run through. There's no structure in there. Kobbie Mainoo, to be fair with me, he was okay. But again, it's this thing of the standards are just through the floor, players not stepping up. And as I say, I've spoken about the players before. Apparently, it was all Amoon's fault before. Now, hopefully people will start to listen that these players will get the don't are as much, in my opinion, more of an issue than any of the managers the majority of the managers that we've had at the football club not stepping up. But United went behind after sort of obviously they started off better, but it's no good start playing well for 5 minutes then. Brighton was sort of pushing through. Welbeck got in on the left-hand side. I don't know what Mason Mount was doing. Mason Mount's a joke anyway. I mean, as I say, he wears the number 7 shirt. He wasn't the only issue today, but he wears the number 7 shirt, gets injured a lot. We're sort of told about Mason Mount. He's very football intelligent, but he wasn't when he allowed Danny Welbeck to get space. Chipped the crossover. It was cleared off there. There was a header or shot. Header. I think it was a header in. Cleared off the line by Martinez, but just dropped to Gruder, who just put it easy shot into the back of the net. It was nearly 2-0 just a few minutes later, where Lemons tried a back pass out straight to Danny Welbeck, but he saved himself. Welbeck shot a goal, but he managed to sort of get his a save down onto it, which stopped it going in, and Rutu actually was offside, actually put it over the bar. I mean, for the rest of the half, it was sort of end-to-end. As I say, Dalot had a great opportunity. But as I say, for some reason, he didn't really have it under full control, but he just didn't shoot a goal. He tried some silly back heel, which Brighton cleared out into the second half. You would hope that from United being a goal down, that they would be the ones that would be, you know, the aggressors in that half, but they weren't. Brighton were doing much more aggressive, pushing forward. A lot of sort of not last ditch clearances, but sort of Brighton breaking through, but maybe playing sort of the wrong pass, or a United player having to dive in just before it got to a key moment, sort of for a Brighton player to basically run into the box at a clear one. But Danny Welbeck did get through. I think Ugarte should have really been tracking his run. Yoro, I don't know where Martinez was, or Dallo, but that's not a surprise. And through, and then it was like a faded shot just past the hand of Lemens to make it 2-0. And for United at that point, it looked like they sort of given up the ghost. Shay Lacy did come on. He did a couple of good bits, but there were also opportunities where passes could be made and they weren't made. And, you know, Shay Lacy did actually get sent off. He won for a challenge, and then, it is a second yellow because it wasn't even a foul, and I think it was actually thrown to United, but you can't sort of do that. He's a young player. The ref went by letter of the law and sent him off, but he was showing aggression and sort of that sort of battle for the team. But unfortunately, the fact that he actually did what he did, it just goes to show, why was he not being nurtured off the pitch to not do that? Once he'd been booked, somebody had to say to him, go up to him and just say, look, you've been booked. What you need to do now, don't do anything challenge-wise, or, you know, you can't throw the ball, bounce the ball up like he did. That is nowadays not like booking, like, just like when you pull back a player, it's an automatic booking. It was a silly thing to do. But he'll learn from that. But you should have already learned from that. They did say you've got a lot more experienced players on that pitch and leaders who aren't leaders, who are quite happy to see managers leave, but then not step up to the plate, as I say. I mean, to be honest, I actually think quite a lot of the players weren't totally sold on Amorim leaving, to be fair. But, looking at the performances from the last couple of games, especially today, they've not stepped up. They've not. They've actually looked, and they say they should have got the result against Burnley, but they were poor. And lack of concentration, Burnley were breaking through and they got a couple of goals. And today, again, just leaking. You won't win a lot of games if you're leaking goals. I mean, as I say, United did get a late goal from Benjamin Sesko towards the end of the game. I mean, it's one bright spot, the fact that he's scoring goals. I mean, we need to keep supplying him. I noticed today, lack of crosses into the box. Dorgu right at the end when in stoppage time, when he should be crossing the ball in, and he's trying to sort of play around player, just get somebody, get that ball into the box, because you can have deflections, you can have on defenders, ball can go out for corners, you have opportunities to get the ball into the box. Say United's goal came from a corner, so Sesko getting up high. Obviously they would have only had the 10 men for the extra time if they managed to do that, but they didn't deserve to take the game into extra time. They didn't do enough in the game apart from that first 5 minutes, probably towards the end of the game when they were pushing on a bit further. I think Brighton has settled for the 2-0 at that stage. So in regards of the trophy season, that is over. United cannot win a trophy this season. They'll actually only play 40 matches this season now. And, you know, when I think what's going to happen now, whoever this interim manager is, as I say, Ollie's the one that's being mentioned. If that's all Jason Wilcott can do, you do worry about the football club's a joke anyway. I've spoken about this. You know, what do they say? Definition of insanity. Go back to doing the same thing over and over again. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer isn't the answer. And then Jason Wilcott, we're now beginning to see how naive he is, because he's got a show now. The spotlight is on him, basically, because he's the one that made the decision to sack Ruben Amorim, basically because Ruben Amorim called him out and the board out, instead of actually making it for football reasons. And, you know, there is that talk of Wilcott speaking to him about, you know, not being so stringent in the way he plays, but that is how he plays. And is it for a sporting director to do that? Well, I know he's coming to the job, so he didn't pick Amorim as the manager, but now he's beginning to see. And I do think that the club thought, right, if we sack him now, we've got Burnley, a game that they thought they'd win, but you have to turn up and do the basics, especially defensively. And then maybe they're thinking, right, we've got a home match against Brighton. As I say, bringing Dan Fletcher, let him do his thing. As I say, Dan Fletcher is a yes man, but he probably was the only person that could take the job. Who else was going to run the football team at such short notice? And United need to get their ducks in a row very quickly. As I say, it's the Manchester Derby next week, next Saturday. And then the week after that, they go to Arsenal, who will be probably table toppers at that time. I think they could potentially lose against Forest and Villa, or City could go above them if they won both their games. I think it would depend on the goal difference. So you're playing a side that's going to be one of the teams that's going to win the title, basically, away at Arsenal. And, you know, whoever the interim manager is going to be, they need to get those players ready and up for that and performing better. And as I say, the club off the pitch, but as I say, I've spoken about this since 2013, about the issues at the football club, where basically the priority is not football. And so we talk about 50%. The people up above, 25 the players, 25 the manager. I think that's a fair reflection on the responsibility side. But you know, if we're just talking about on the pitch, yeah, the manager had to take responsibility. But those players, I've spoken about it before, and I'll say it again. I mean, Bruno Fernandes is back. He's playing in his preferred number 10 position. I mean, he doesn't look fully fit, which I think is ridiculous. I mean, Cunha today was poor. Him and Bruno Fernandes doesn't work. I mean, Cunha on the left, he did that a brilliant ball to Dalot. It was his brilliant ball cutting in to Dalot, but then he didn't really do anything else. His passing was a bit off. Is he being utilised in the right place? I mean, as I say, we've got Mbeumo and Amad back. I would stick them straight in the wings, Mount back onto the bench, because as you say, you do need players who can sort of maybe game change off the bench. And Mount and Cunha could be players that can do that, but they need to seal off that midfield. The midfield was caught out again. As I say, Mainu and Ugarte was in there today. They didn't have the best of games as a unit. And as I say, part of that is Bruno Fernandes, when he's a 10, he's playing a bit too further forward, and there are too many gaps through there. So they'll need to seal them off in the next two games. And as I say, it is a tight league, but you can drop down it very quickly as well. As I say, you can go up it quite quickly because it's tight, but you can drop down it very quickly. And as I say, I mean, the one sort of plus point, probably only another 8-9 points to maybe save ourselves, make sure that they're not relegated this season, because as I say, all they've got to play for now is the Premier League and pushing themselves up the table. As I say, basically one game a week now for basically 3 months, and there's going to be times where they're not even playing because FA Cup matches are going to be specific weekends. So I think whoever the manager is, they've got to set themselves and set up for a specific way they want the team to play and the specific players for playing that team. As I say, with a World Cup coming up, you are going to have players that are going to be thinking about that ahead of playing for Manchester United, and that has to be something that has to be taken into consideration by the manager. Players who want to play for the football club to be playing, because as we stand, they're going into next season possibly without European football again. So as I say, this is a minimum amount of games that I think they play for. I mean, somebody said for about 100 years it is, something like that. I saw. So an absolute embarrassment of a season as we stand. There's still time to rescue things, but if we're going to be seeing what we've seen today, then basically things are just going to go downhill, and it could be worse than the 15th from last season. As I say, with one game a season, they should be pushing for a European place. But as I say, there'll be a lot of other teams that will be doing the same. As I say, that Premier League is very tight. It is an absolute bum fight, but it's an absolute shambles at Old Trafford. And at the moment, you could easily argue the club's in crisis. They haven't got a manager, and they've got people who are running the show that are either naive and inexperienced or don't know what they're doing, which is a big concern. So things will need to happen on and off the pitch in this week. And as I say, for those who believe the PR, you shouldn't be believing the PR since 2013. It's all garbage, what you see on the pitch, and the behaviour, not the behaviour, but the actual machinations of the people off the pitch. It's an absolute joke. The worst run club in the Premier League, and they still have the worst midfield in the Premier League. I know it was a Premier League game today, but they're playing Premier League opposition, and they just didn't have the wherewithal to shut Brighton down, and that's what they needed to do. I mean, under Umama, as I say, they won that 4-2 game, but they nearly threw it away. So still big issues, and as I say, Mbeumo and Amad coming back are going to be massive, and they need to be utilised, because United are going to need to score a lot of goals, because defensively they're looking weak. As I said, I don't know what's happened to De Ligt, but we need him back sooner rather than later. So as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk, up as Verve Podcast platform, just Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, Pcast, Podchaser, search MUFC Global and it will come up. Next up, it's Derby Day in Manchester next Saturday, 12:30 kickoff. What Manchester United side will turn up then? They'll need to turn up, and as I say, then the last Manchester derby, if it is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, ridiculous if it is. Last Manchester derby, they declared it 2-0 because they wanted Ole to stay in post. That tells you everything you need to know. Jason Wilcox, this is on you now, and the eyes are on you, and you're looking, as I say, you've got a good poker face, but people are going to stop believing in you if you don't get things right with this next appointment now. And maybe some people are saying, maybe they needed to get in a permanent manager now. Because what are the players going to think? Whoever the interim is, are the players going to even be bothered? We know these players will be thinking, some of them will be thinking about the World Cup, but more for themselves than they will for the football club. And that is not on. But we don't have people who understand football doing the job properly. As I say, Berardi and Jason Wilcox are steeped in football, but you have to say they're looking like they're incompetent as well at the moment. But as I say, they are looking like they're incompetent at the moment and don't know what they're doing. So we'll learn a lot in the next few months. And as I say, things can get worse, but you know, football can change quite quickly, and you have to sort of have to think positive in some respects, because that's how football works. Football is so straightforward. As I say, we won at Anfield this season. So as I say, I know Liverpool haven't been great this season, but and it doesn't look as good a result as maybe it could have looked, but we still went there and won. So and I don't know how many other teams have done that. So there's work for United to do, but they need to actually focus and actually prioritise football. And as I say, no signings in January. Utterly, utterly shameful. I mean, Pascal Gross has come in for Brighton today. I think he's come from Dortmund. It's obviously not worked for him at Dortmund. They brought him back and straight away at the start of the transfer window. And yeah, I think he's played a couple of games already. And he's played well in those games. So this is it, as I say. United an absolute shambles in regards to the football side. And they just thought, yeah, we'll just sack Ruben Amorim because, the fans don't particularly like him. Or some fans don't particularly like him. Or his win percentage is low. The football isn't brilliant to watch. So we'll just sack him and everything will be better. Absolute bunch of incompetent, clueless idiots. And it's scary that Jason Wilcox, who sort of does know about football, but is the job too big for him? It's looking like it is at the moment. As I say, I'll be back after the Manchester derby on next Saturday.